My wife told me earlier this week that it's a good thing that I was giving the homily this weekend, since I'm probably just slightly taller than Zacchaeus. Growing up in a blue-collar neighborhood and being a product of the 60s and 70s, my parents and family had encouraged me to go to college, to work hard, to build a better life. I didn't know there was anything wrong with the life that I was living. No one in my family had attended college, but I always knew that they had my best interest at heart. Their focus for me was to work smarter, make more money, and have the ability to buy bigger things like cars and homes, to live a life better than they had, because in their minds, they thought this is what would bring me happiness. Because money solves all problems, right? For the most part, I took their words to heart in high school. I had career ideas, where I would live, how much money I would make, and always guaranteeing that I had time to spend on my boat. That didn't mean that my faith wasn't important to me, it was. But I'd find time for it after my goals were satisfied. I'd been schooled in the trappings of the secular world, dictated to us by our culture, our society. Thankfully, God intervened when I was a young adult, and few of my selfish dreams were realized. And just for the record, I still don't own that boat. When I enrolled at the University of Michigan, St. Mary's Student Parish was my first stop. Catholics from all over the world come together to share their faith and learn to live our lives more meaningfully through the sacraments and through the love of God. The enhanced catechesis was a refresher course for me that I needed badly. I'm just a slow learner at that. I realized success in life is when I would become a humble servant and disciple of Christ, living out my faith in service to others. Praying each day helps keep me centered and reconciled with God. A common theme through the Gospel of Luke is the right to use wealth. And the key question is, do we control the use of wealth with our faith in mind and our Catholic values? Or do we let wealth control us in our decisions and our actions? The Gospel of Luke demonstrates the use of wealth through the parable of the prodigal son to the dishonest steward, and most recently with the rich man. The rich man demonstrated a faith quite opposite that we find with Zacchaeus today, walking away sad and bitter because Jesus asked him to give his money to the poor and to come follow him. Jesus did this because he knew the man was a disciple of money instead of a disciple of Christ. Where do we find ourselves when confronted with a situation like this? In our gospel reading today, there's three main characters: Jesus, Zacchaeus, and the crowd. Jesus is traveling through Jericho, the city of palms in the Valley of Jordan, along with his followers, and a crowd gathers to hear more of the coming of the kingdom of God. This would be the last town Jesus would visit on his way to Jerusalem, on his way to meeting his human fate. Along the route through town, Jesus spots Zacchaeus, who had ran ahead of the crowd and climbed a sycamore tree just to get a glimpse of him. Jesus immediately calls Zacchaeus down so that he converse with him. The crowd becomes angry and a little bit unsettled because Jesus is taking time to talk to Zacchaeus, a tax collector. The Jews considered tax collectors as sinful and impure because they collected money on behalf of the Romans and others who put the Roman emperor ahead of God. The fact he was also wealthy just put more wood on the fire. The crowd who was once supportive of Jesus are now grumbling and bewildered. Now he wants to stay at the house of a sinner? The crowd lost sight of the fact that the kingdom of God is for all people who are willing to embody God's heart and soul within them, not just the ones that they think are worthy or that are like them. With little time left in his human campaign, Jesus is carrying out the mission of the Father to walk with believers, but also to look for the lost, the forsaken. Jesus, in his ministry, continues to reach out to those who are immoral, to heretics, the impure, the marginalized, the poor, and the powerless. To all those who society dismisses, despises, or that we've forgotten. Zacchaeus, short in stature, but tall in his newfound faith, promises to redirect his life in the same spirit of commitment that we made at our confirmation, to live out the mission of Christ. He took a big risk with humbleness and courage, going out on a limb just to get Jesus' attention. Zacchaeus willingly offers to give away his wealth to repay any of his misgivings because of his love for Jesus. He knew in his heart he was loved unconditionally by Jesus and didn't have to try to earn it in any way. Zacchaeus was a sinner, but Jesus can work miracles of faith if we just give him that little bit of glimpse of interest in our lives. How about each of us? Do we have the courage to go out on the limb in search of Jesus? Are we willing to take risks, stand up for our faith, supporting the needs of our parish, and reaching out to those the rest of society has forgotten? Are we answering Jesus' call to live the life he's called each of us to? It's an easy and simpler decision just to be part of the crowd, to stand back and judge others who may or may not be worthy of Christ's love. I'm certainly not always successful avoiding the trappings of society, and I fail at times, but do my best to minimize it. It's a lifelong balancing act to live in a countercultural society. May Jesus give each of us the strength, the courage, and the guidance to be more like Zacchaeus, to live out our faith with joy and exuberance, inviting all to the table of the Lord.